Hello.
Hey, Albert, it's Forrest. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Hey, man, you just reached out or someone reached out to you about your White Castle Drive property in Midlothian, and you filled
Yeah.
out. Yeah. So, what's going on? I got your information. Can you tell me what's going on?
Well, I am the only one here, and this house has over 3,400 square feet. And I'll be 72 this coming June, and so it's time to downsize.
I understand. I'm at a property right now, having pictures taken of a 3,700 foot house. Where it's the same thing, man. Family's gone on to do bigger and better things and downsizing, so I completely understand. All right. Well, go ahead.
I'm at that stage of life, just like that other person you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, it happens. God bless you for making it into your 70s. So.
Thank you.
Where are you going?
I don't know, quite frankly. I haven't, I'm kind of taking this one step at a time. See how much this house might be worth. I've had a couple of non-binding casual conversations with some friends of mine who've been in the residential real estate business for a long time. And, they obviously are pushing me to put it on the market with them. But, the hassle of, showing the home and just all that rigmarole. I mean, it might be worth it. It depends on, what the house might bring on from a firm that does what yours does.
Yeah.
But I at least want to investigate what you do and what this house might be worth on the, on that basis.
Direct to buyer market. Okay. Yeah, well, I'd love to have that conversation. So, are you still employed or are you living a high
Yeah.
life?
No,
Okay.
I'm a an accountant by training. I've been the chief financial officer for a privately held company here in Richmond for the last 15 years after spending 25 years in the banking business.
Well, good. So, I mean, you're right. The retail market is going to have some, certain processes involved, and some of it's inconvenient, some of it's not so inconvenient. So, our process, trades, time and convenience and money. We kind of put it all together and see what's most important for you. So. I'd love to have that conversation with you and take a look at your home. And if you work, do you work from home or do you have an office?
I have an office at Patterson and Gaskin Road,
Okay.
but I also
Sweet.
have a small office at home that I work in also.
Okay, so you just hop on 288 to get home every day?
Yeah, it's about a 15 or 18 minute run depending on the traffic.
Okay. All right. So what would be, convenient for you? Like, would Friday afternoon or Saturday afternoon be convenient for you?
My son is getting ready to, and his wife are getting ready to have their first baby literally any day now.
Congratulations,
Thank you.
man.
She
Is this
was
going to be your
due
first grandchild?
first grandchild.
Oh, nice.
So she was due on the 16th. So she's a couple days beyond the due date, which is not unusual at all. But I'm kind of sitting tight waiting to hear from them. They live in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, you're gonna have
And
to scoot on down there.
well, I don't want to, I'm not going to go immediately because, they're going to have their hands full for,
Right.
a few days, but I do want to get down there as soon as possible. So to give you a that's a long answer to a short question, but If the baby isn't born, you know, by the end of this week, meaning through Sunday, then I could certainly set something up with you, you know, next week.
For next week. Okay.
You still there?
Okay. And to give you enough time, maybe like maybe Wednesday. Yeah, sorry, I walked in a garage.
You're kind of breaking up a little bit.
I know, I walked in a garage. Should have been better. Sorry. So what about, let's see. What about Wednesday afternoon or Tuesday afternoon?
Wednesday, a week from today?
Yeah, the 25th.
Yeah, let's pencil it in for that. And
okay, would 4 o'clock be okay or 3:30?
Yep, 4 o'clock would be fine.
Okay, then I'll confirm with you on Tuesday, but let's call it 4 p.m. on the 25th. I'll meet you at your home and we'll just discuss options.
Okay, if you wouldn't mind, let me have your phone number. You know, just in case.
Yeah. Yeah, my direct cell. My direct cell is, if you're ready to write it down, let me know. If not, I can just text you.
Why don't you text me? That would be great.
Yeah, I'll just text you, and then we'll go from there. And then we'll confirm everything up on Tuesday, you know, and hopefully you're a grandfather by then. And if not, she'll really be wanting to be able to listen. We just, you know, my wife and I, we just saw our grandchildren, our first two grandchildren for the first time in January. So I can understand it's a proud moment. So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for sure.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, I appreciate you reaching out to me, and I look forward to our conversation on Wednesday. And
okay. You know,
you can get all the facts and make some decisions when you're ready.
Okay, and listen, I apologize. I didn't catch your first name because when the number came up, it came up as spam. But since I just submitted that information online, I figured it was somebody connected.
My first name is Forrest, Forrest.
Okay.
And my last name is McGhee, McGhee.
Okay. Good Irishman.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All right. And okay. I go by Bert, by the way.
Bert? Okay, Bert.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just doing what I read, so I appreciate you correcting me. Thank you. All right, Bert.
Okay.
I'll see you Wednesday at 4.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.